Hello, I'm Alex Riddell with a Wide World of Sports update. Scans have confirmed Richmond's Josh Gibkiss suffered a ruptured ACL in last night's loss to Carlton, putting an end to his season. It comes after the key defender missed the entire 2023 season with a hamstring injury. Collingwood members are continuing to criticise the club's decision to unfurl its premiership flag more than an hour before tonight's first bounce against Sydney. The ceremony begins 45 minutes after gates open at the MCG and will finish 66 minutes before the game starts. AFL boss Andrew Dillon says the reason it's so early is so it doesn't disrupt pre-game preparations.
We've been working with the club about, and it's to do with preparation and the like. But what I hope will happen is that as many fans as possible get there, because it's going to be, you don't win flags that often.
No.
And it's a, and they had an incredible year last year, the Pies. So I hope as many people as possible get there.
GWS coach Adam Kingsley says they can't afford to be complacent when they take on North Melbourne tomorrow afternoon in Sydney. North Melbourne finished 17th on the ladder last season and haven't won more than four games in a season since 2019. But Kingsley says it's dangerous to underestimate any opposition.
The moment we disrespect opposition is the moment we're not the team that we want to be, and we won't get the results that we want. You know, North Melbourne playing their first game this season, they'll want to get off to a good start, just like our mindset was last week. So they'll come out full of energy, trying to play that brand that they've shown in the practice matches, full of speed.
The Panthers are desperate to get their season rolling tonight amid a bad habit of sluggish starts. After losing the World Club Challenge, the Triple Premiers were held scoreless in their loss to the Storm last week. They play the Eels tonight in a sellout in Penrith, and captain Nathan Cleary says they need to be much better.
Yeah, held to zero. A lot of credit does have to go to the opposition, but you got to have a look at yourselves too. And yeah, we went at our best, not playing well. So just got to turn that around.
West Tigers coach Benji Marshall admits it's been an emotional morning at the Tigers ahead of their season opener against the Raiders tomorrow afternoon. 18-year-old Lockie Galvin has been presented with his jersey after he earned a start in the halves. Marshall says it's a moment no player will ever forget.
Since I've had kids, I've become quite emotional. But when you see another parent be emotional about their kid and be proud, it makes you feel like that about your kids. So I did get a little bit teary, yeah.
Australian golfer Jason Day has had a great start to the Players Championship after mixing up his preparation for the prestigious event. Day shot a 5-under 67 in his first round after ramping up his training load during the week. He says he usually takes it easy during playing weeks to look after his troublesome back.
I got to really find a good balance there. And felt like I found a nice balance. It was a little bit sore this morning, but then as a round progressed, it loosened up and it was totally fine.
Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy and Wyndham Clark lead at 7-under. Harry Garside says he'll be shooting for gold when he takes to the ring in Olympic colours for the second time later this year. Australia has announced its largest ever Olympic boxing team with a total of 12 athletes bound for Paris. Garside won a bronze in Tokyo and says this time around he's looking to take the event out.
Everyone on this team is itching for that Olympic gold medal, and to be the first, it would, for that young kid at the age of 7 who saw Grant Hackett, strive for greatness in 2004, it would make that young kid so proud.
Carlos Alcaraz has fought off Swarming Bees and Alexander Zverev to reach the semi-finals of the Indian Wells tennis tournament. Play was temporarily suspended due to a bee invasion. The Spaniard won the match in straight sets. Alcaraz says it's one of the craziest matches he's ever played.
Really important game for me. I surprised myself that to stay focused just on the match, on the bees. But it was a great start for my side.
And in the NBA, Australian Ben Simmons has undergone back surgery for the second time in 3 years. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.